ॐ नमः पाणिनि कात्याय पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम् पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी। नमो नमः, वेलकम बैक। वी वेर इन द लास्ट क्लास ऑफ कोर्स ट्राइंग टू लर्न हेतुपदेश। कैन से विद मी, सिद्धिस्साध्ये सतामस्तु, सिद्धिस्साध्ये सतामस्तु, प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः, प्रसादात्तस्य धूर्जटेः, जान्वी फेनलेखेव, जान्वी फेनलेखेव, यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनः कला, यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनः कला। ओके, सो इन दिस वी वर लुकिंग एट व्हाट इज पिता विश्रुयते। Let me pull the verse up. Pita Vishruyate. Ko dhanyaha bahubhihi putraihi kushula purana dhakaihi. Varam ekaha kulalambi yatra Vishruyate pita. This is the verse that we are trying to understand. So there, we took a pause with this word Vishruyate. We took a pause with this word called Vishruyate because with this word Vishruyate, we see a Karmani Toyaga, which is different from the other Lakaras. So let us do a recap of what we learned about the various Vakya Prayagas yesterday. And this is a good time if you have, a couple of you told me that I went a little faster, which is okay. The whole thing the methodology is to have a look at all what is the contents that are there and then practice those contents ample number of time. That is the idea. So in that case, you know, if you think it's fun, don't worry about it. We will probably be practicing like, just like the Visarga Sandhi, as you must have observed, you're practicing them ample number of times. Like that also, we will be practicing all of these ample number of times. I want to wrap up with the prayogas, and after the prayoga is concerned, is done, we will look into what are called as vrittayaha, pancha vrittayaha. We'll look into the vrittis, because that is where the crux of most of the Vyakarana Shastra is. In the prayoga, we saw, I don't want to dwell into a lot into the Dvikarmaka, but I still want to look at what is Karmani Prayoga, what is Bhavi Prayoga. Okay, so we looked at this Prayoga, Vakya Prayoga. And in the Vakya Prayoga, we see that you have Kartari, Karmani, Bhavi. Let's look at Kartari Prayoga. In Kartari Prayoga, Gopalaha Gam Rakshati. There will be a samanadi karanyam between the karta and the akhyatam. That is the Kartari Prayoga. Between the karta and the akhyatam. If the samanadi karanyam is there between the karma and the akhyata, that is Karmani Prayoga. Okay. In Kartari Prayoga, the predicate is talking about the karta. That is what it means by saying in Kartari or in karta. Is what is in karta or kartra. The pratipadika is kartra. The seventh case of kartra pratipadikam is kartari. Seventh case is kartari. So that kartra pratipadikam, seventh case is kartari. That means in the context of karta. What is in the context of karta? Where the subject of the statement or subject of the sentence is karta. That is kartari prayoga, which is same as the active voice. Here, the kriyapadasya kartrupadam anusrutya purushavachane cha bhavataha. because there's samanadhikaranyam between the karta and the akhyatam, the kriyapadam. So whatever the purusha of the karta, that will be the same purusha of the kriyapadam. Whatever the tense, right? Not the tense, the vachanam. Ekavachanam, dvivachanam, bahuvachanam, whatever the plurality of the karta will be the same, will be the plurality of the kriyapadam. Let's say Gopalaha. Gopala is not a name of a person, it's the one who protects the cow. Gopalaha. Okay, Gam Pati. He does the palanam of the cow. It's called Gopalaha. So Gopalaha is one cowherd. Gam Rakshati. But if you have two of them, Gopalau. Okay, this is what I meant by saying that they are in concord. Because if it was two of them, okay, we are looking at Kartari Prayoga. If there are two of them, right, one will be what? Gopalaha Rakshati. If there are two of them, it will become Gopalau Rakshataha. Okay, and if it's multiple, Gopalaha Rakshanti. Rakshati, Rakshataha, Rakshanti. That is the format. So all of them are protecting a single cow, let's say. Okay. Then the cow itself will be what? Will be Gam. 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 Single cow. Now it doesn't matter because whether it's a single cow or multiple cow. Okay. Because the samanadhikaranyam of the thinganta is with the karta. And karta will be in nominative. Okay, so we stated a few things. Okay, in kartari prayoga, the karta will be in the first case. That is nominative. Okay, the karma will be in the second case. That is accusative. Karmani dvitiya. Karma. So karmani dvitiya vibhakti. Kartari prathama. Pratipatikartha linga parimana vachana matre prathama. These are the sense in which the prathama vibhakti is used. So this karta will be in the prathama vibhakti. Then what happens is that there is samanadhikaranyam with the thing. So thing will be in samanadhikaranyam with what? With the kriyapadam. This is what we saw. Now if you look at the karmani prayoga, what do we see? Okay, kartari prayoga. By the way, kartari prayoga, the lakara that you will have will be replaced with the thing, right? And if it is parasmai padam, okay, then the thing you will use the parasmai padam, the thing, right? The parasmai padam or atmane padam or ubhaya padam. So all of this will come depending on the dhatu. If dhatu is parasmaipadi, you will use parasmaipadam suffixes. If dhatu is atmanepadi, you will use atmanepadam suffixes. If the dhatu is ubhayapadi, then depending on the usage, you will either use parasmaipadam or atmanepadam. Either one of them is possible. Okay. Then what happens is that, what is karmani? What is karma, by the way? What is karma? Okay. So the karma is means here the what is the object of the action, right? And whenever it's a kartari prayoga, in the kartari prayoga, okay, karma is always represented in the second case. Now it could be singular, dual, plural, but that doesn't affect. See, you could read a book, or you could read two books, or you could read more than three or more than three books, right? I don't know how will you read all of them at the same time, but the idea is that you are seeing three books. Let's say you see three books, right? So this kartari prayoga, you are seeing three books, and that the fact that you are seeing more than two or three books has nothing to do with the seeing, okay? Because in the kartari prayoga, one person is seeing three books. Okay, saha pashyati. If one person is seeing books, saha pustakam pashyati, saha pustake pashyati, saha pustakani pashyati. Okay, the Pashyati doesn't change. It is always based on Saha. So that is the Samanadhikaranyam. What is karma, by the way? Karma is object of the action. Okay, this karma itself is related to the action, and some of these actions can be intransitive. If the action is intransitive, that is what is called as akarmaka. If the action is transitive, that is called sakarmaka. Okay. And sometimes the action is transitive and can take multiple objects. In fact, it takes two objects. Let's say it takes two objects. It is called what? Dvikarmaka. Okay, so sakarmakaha, akarmakaha, and dvikarmakaha. This is actually prayoga, vakya prayoga. Kartari prayoga is sakarmaka prayoga, akarmakaha prayoga, or dvikarmaka prayoga. But what it means is that it can either take one karma, two karma, or three karmas. So that is what we looked at in the last class. Okay, then we started with what is karmani prayoga. Let us look at what is karmani prayoga. Karmani prayoge kartru vachakat padat trutiya karma vachakat prathama cha vibhaktihi. Okay, what are you saying? He's saying in the karmani prayoga, okay, the subject of the verb. Okay, now don't confuse between the subject and object. Because they're talking about the subject of the verb, or rather the subject of the action is the object. So you cannot say subject of the verb is the object. So we say the subject of the sentence, right, is the object of the action. Now, how will you say? For example, in English, right? I say, Rama cooks rice. Okay. So Rama is the agent. Okay. Cooks is the action and rice is the object of the action. Okay. So in a statement, object of the sentence, by the way, which is also object of the action here. So in this case, what is happening is that you are saying the agent is the subject. So when the agent is equal to the subject of the sentence, right, then this is what is called Kartari Prayoga. Rama cooks rice. Okay. In Karmani Prayoga, it say rice is cooked by Rama. Okay. This cooked is not past tense, by the way. But rice is cooked by Rama. Currently, let Lakara only. Okay. Then what I am saying is that now what is happening is that the subject of the sentence is equal to the object of the verb. Or rather, when the object of the verb is the subject of the sentence, right? This is what is called Karmani Prayoga. Because in this case, what we are talking about Rama, we are talking about the rice which is cooked. The rice is cooked. Okay. So the is this not a verb. Rice cooked by Rama. Rice is don't worry about this being a verb, it is the English sentence. But here, what are you trying to say? The rice is cooked, where the subject is rice. Subject of the sentence is rice. Is cooked is a predicate. Is cooked is a predicate. Whereas by Rama is, Rama is instrumental in the action of cooking of the rice. Okay. So there what happens is that the karta in this karmani prayoga, in the samanadhikaranyam, okay, let's make a few statements, right? Because the object of the verb is the subject of the sentence, right? The karma, which is the object of the verb, okay, will be in nominative, right? Kriyapadam will be in karmani. Okay. and the karta, who is instrumental in performing the action, right? He is not the primary subject of the sentence. The karta becomes secondary. Okay, so the abhidanam is for the karma. In the kartari prayoga, the abhidanam is for the karta. In karmani prayoga, the abhidanam, or what you are indicating, is for the karma. And in here, the karta becoming secondary, the karta will always be in the third case, instrumental. Okay, and the thing samanadhikaranyam, okay, will be between the karma and the lakara. Thing samanadhikaranyam. Will be between the karma and the lakara. Okay, so you have to see the difference. This is the difference between kartari prayoga and karmani prayoga. Okay, let us look at this further. Karmani prayoga kartru vachakad padad trutiya. Okay, in the karmani prayoga, following the kartru vachaka pada, you will get tritiya vibhakti. So that is the third case. Tritiya, the third case, the karta, kartru vachaka pada. Will get the third case. Okay, karma vachakat prathama. The karma, because it is this thing, will be nominative, which is the first case. Okay, yatha gopalena gauhu rakshate. Gopalena gauhu rakshate. Okay, so what is the English translation? Let's do the kartari prayoga. Kartari prayoga first. Gopalaha gam rakshati. Okay. Cowherd protects cow. Cow is protected. The words I'm putting in the bracket are not direct translation. Those are something required in English. The cow is protected by the cowherd. Okay, so here Gopalaha is masculine, nominative singular. Okay, Gam is masculine, instrumental singular. Okay, and this is Kartari Prayoga, Lat Lakara. Whereas Gopalena is masculine, instrumental singular. Okay, whereas Gauhu is also, let's put it as masculine. Okay, masculine, masculine, nominative singular, Gauhu. Rakshate. Go, gauhu, gauhu, okaranta, pumlinga, go shabdaha, which means a bull. So in this case, it's not a cow exactly, it's a bull. Okay. Gauhu, gam. Okay. So let me correct that also. Bull. We just say bull. Cow also is okay, but let us say bull. The male, because I'm saying masculine. Okay, any questions there before I proceed further? Okay, no questions.
Kalpesh,
now, yes, please.
I have a question. Maybe I am asking ahead of time. In the Dvikarmaka, how does it work?
Yeah, you're asking ahead of time. Okay. So we will look into that. So here he says what? Kriyapadasya karmavachakam anusrutya purushavachane cha bhavataha. Okay. So the kriyapadam, which is the lakara, will be anusrutya with the karmavachakapada. The thing samanadi karanyam is with the karma. Thing samanadi karanyam is with the karma. Okay. For example, yatha gopalena gauhu rakshate. The cow or the bull is protected by Gopalaha. Okay. Rakshate. This Rakshate. The earlier was Rakshati. You see Rakshati. Sorry. Earlier was Rakshati. And now we are saying Rakshate. So couple of things that you have to note here is that, okay, the thing pratyaya, will always be Atmane Padam. Okay, the thing pratyaya will always be Atmane Padam. Here it doesn't matter which Gana the Dhatu is, where it is, right? The thing pratyaya will always be Atmane Padam. Also remember that you will get this yak. Ya will come. Ya will be intervening instead of the Gana Vikarna. Remember we had Gana Vikarna and Shap and we said Shyan and Nu and those things, Gana Vikarna they come. Whereas here, doesn't matter whether if you are in any one of the 10 Ganas, always Yak will come. Always Ya. So Rakshate. Fortunately, the Karmani Prayoga usage as well as the Bhave Prayoga usage are very similar. Both of them will have this Yak and both of them will have Atmanepadi. Okay. So this is Atmanepadam. This is applicable for Bhave Prayoga also. Okay. Similarly, the Yak also, Bhave Prayoga also. I'm just saying it earlier. We are doing Kartari, Karmani, but I just want to tell you that. So now look further. Gopalena Karta. So here Gopalena is the Karta and you get the third case. Gopalaha, Gopalau, Gopalaha, Gopalam, Gopalau, Gopalan, Gopalena. The third case is used when it is Karmani Prayoga for the Karta. So the Karta is in third case. And the Karma, because the Karma is the subject of the sentence, it becomes nominative. Okay, and the predicate is always going to talk about the subject of the sentence. And the karma is the subject of the sentence. So the gauhu karma, it becomes nominative. Okay. Now, dvikarmaka, as you very correctly asked, what happens in dvikarmaka? In dvikarmaka, there are two karmas. Okay, in dvikarmaka. The first karma, karmani prayoge, and I'm just going to mention this, you may register it for now. In giving it to you for the sake of completion. But don't worry about it even if you don't understand or remember it. Okay. There are some catch there. Because in dvikarmaka, the karma, in the dvikarmaka, there is karmani prayoga. Earlier also, in dvikarmaka, you could have the kartari also, you could have dvikarmaka. In kartari, if you have dvikarmaka, both the karmas are in second case, accusative case. Right? But if it's a dvikarmaka and you are doing karmani prayoga, then you have to see whether if the karma is apradhana karma vachaka or it is pradhana karma vachaka. If it is not pradhana karma vachaka, right, it is apradhana. If it is apradhana karma vachaka, then that apradhana karma will get prathama vibhakti. Whereas whatever is the pradhana karma, that pradhana karma will get dvitiya vibhakti only. Okay. So he is giving an example. Shishyena. So for what is the Kartari Prayoga, we said, this is the Dvikarmaka. Okay. So here, Dvikarmaka, we said earlier, Shishyaha Gurum. Okay, and what is the prashna? Samshaya. Okay, samshayam. Samshayam.
Prachadi.
Sorry, sorry. Samshayam. 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 Prachadi. Samshayam prachadi. Okay, and then now if you look at it in this scenario, right? In this scenario, the karta is shishyaha. So in karmani prayoga, so this is kartari prayoga. In the karmani prayoga, shishya will become third case. So shishyena. Okay, the question that is asked is the pradhana karma, and that pradhana karma will remain in the second case. Samushayam. Okay. Pruchyate. Pruchyate. Okay, you see the ya coming there, and you also see the Atmanepadam. These are two telltale signs. Okay. Karmani. Right? And this, the apradhana karma, the not so pradhana karma, the secondary karma. Because you can say the student asked the question. The student asked the question to the teacher. Right? This student asked the question is a sentence in its own self, in its complete sentence. So that the question itself is the question, the samshaya, the doubt. The doubt itself is the pradhana karma. So the pradhana karma will remain dvitiya vibhakti, but the apradhana karma will become prathama. So guruhu will become guruhu. Okay, let me do the completion so you'll get it. Masculine, nominative singular. Guru is masculine, instrumental singular. Samshaya, samshayam, samshayaha. It is gender thing, right? I always have to verify it depending on my usage. Samshaya, yeah, that is what it comes. So what happens then, you know, here is what I will suggest that you do, okay, is that you, whenever you see a word, right, you repeat the word a few times, okay, samshayaha. So now I know samshaya is samshaya. If I look up a dictionary, say samshaya, samshayaha. The nominator singular, say it a few times. That is how you will remember it. Whenever you come across a new word and you look up its gender, you always say the word a few times, okay, samshayaha, samshayaha. Then it sort of over a period of time it stays. So samshayaha. So now we know samshaya is a masculine. Okay. It's masculine, instrumental singular. And pruchyati is lat lakara. Okay. Lat lakara. Kartari. Shishyena. Shishyena is again masculine, instrumental, singular. Guruhu is masculine, instrumental singular, nominative singular. The this will remain as it is, accusative singular, and this is lat lakara karmani. Okay, now this thing that I explained you, maybe you remember this, maybe you don't, but don't worry about it. When the time comes, I'll remind this to you again for the dvikarmaka. That completes this part of the thing. Okay, then he talks about bhave prayoga. Bhave prayoga is very simple. Okay. It's simpler than karmani prayoga. I'll tell you why it's simple. Bhave prayoga. Okay. In bhave prayoga, karmani prayoga iva kartruvachakat padat tritiya vibhakti. Okay. In bhave prayoga, what happens is that the... Hey, one second, okay? I have somebody at my front door. Give me a minute. I'm back. I'm so sorry. So bhave prayoga. In bhave prayoga, bhave prayoge karmani prayoga iva kartruvachakat padat tritiya vibhakti. Okay, in bhave prayoga. What happens in bhave prayoga? There is no karma. Okay. So how do you determine which is pradhana, which is apradhana karma word? You keep it aside for now. Okay. We will discuss that further. Right now I'm just introducing you to the topic. Later on I will tell you how do you determine pradhana, which is apradhana. There is actually a sutra, Panini Sutra, 1441. Take a look at it. And that is, the sutra name is Akathitancha. Akathitancha. Okay. I think 1441, or maybe I got it wrong. Karma. Yeah. 1441, 1449. So that sutra helps you understand, determine what is the pradhana karma, what is apradhana karma. So keep it aside for now. We will take that later. Let's look at bhave prayoga. Okay. But your question is valid. So what is bhave prayoga? In bhave prayoga, the subject of the sentence, right? The subject of the sentence, okay, is the action itself. You follow? So what are you talking about? You're talking about the bhave prayoga is talking about the bhava. And bhava, as we said earlier, is nothing but the activity. Okay, so that activity is the main subject of the sentence. Okay, so in English it is called as impersonal passive. Okay, and there is no karma, so that makes it simple. But you have to always remember that the karta, that is the, for every action there is always a swatantra karta. Karma is not there, but somebody has to be doing the action. So the karta is the agent, right? And that agent will be in the instrumental. Third case, just like karmani prayoga. Okay, no karma. Okay, and lakara also, right? Agent will be in the third case, no karma, right? And also the lakara, don't worry about the samanadhikaranyam. There's no samanadhikaranyam with the karta. The lakara will have the thing, pratyaya, which is always atmanepadam. Okay, and you will also see the usage of yak. Okay, which is nothing but ya. We call it yak. So that ya will also be observed. Okay, so let us see example. Okay, so he gives an example. Pushpena vikasyate. Okay, why is he giving that example? Because in the earlier, he said pushpam vikasati. Okay, so this usage, let us do the contrast, right? Kartari payogaha, active voice. Kartari payogaha will be what? Will be pushpa. No, yak is not a pratyahara. Yak is a pratyaya. Yak is not a pratyahara. Yak is a pratyaya. Okay. You form the yak pratyahara. There's no way you can form the yak pratyahara. Okay. Can you expand that yak pratyahara for me? The question that you're asking. Can you expand the yak pratyahara for me? Okay. Yeah, you cannot expand the yak pratyahara because you cannot go backwards. Okay. So kartari prayoga. The kartari prayoga example that we were looking at is pushpam. Pushpam vikasati, which means what? The flower, English, the flower blooms. Okay. Then what is we saying? We want to make the bhava prayoga. So akarmaka is where you will have the bhava prayoga because there is no karma. Okay. So it is like the karmani prayoga of the akarmaka is bhava. But that's not how you say it because there is no karma there. So you cannot say karmani prayoga. So the bhave prayoga is talking about the action. What is that? What are we saying? pushpena vikasyate. Okay, the bhavya prayoga. Pushpena vikasyate. The action of blooming is done by the flower. So this by the flower, that is how you get the instrumental, third case, pushpena. And the action of blooming is the subject of the sentence. And that is what is represented by this kriyapadam. Okay. This is what you have to look at it. Pushpena vikasyate. Pushpena vikasyate. So in this case, you will also observe that it is always singular. There is a single action. Singular. Singular for the lakara. The lakara can be in any of the lakaras. Lat lakara, lut, lit, lut, any of the 10 lakaras. But it always, the usage will always be singular. And the usage also will be always in the third person. Okay. Third person singular. That is what the lakara usage will be. What prayoga is this? This is bhavya prayoga. We are looking at bhavya prayoga. Let's see some more examples. He says udaharanani. Okay, let us see some of the examples and I'll type some of those so that you know. Okay. Gopalaha gam rakshati. You already saw this. Shishyaha gurun vandate. I'm making it like this so that I can type here. Our friends online, everybody is able to see it. I know you are able to see the screen, but is our friends on the hall also able to see it? Or is, yes, the bench coming in between when you look at this one?
We can see fine.
You can see it, right? Okay, wonderful. Okay, so here, let me take the second example. Shishyaha gurun, that this ukara is dirga ukara, gurun. Okay. So let me show you how does it look like. Guru, Ru. You see the difference between the two? Okay, so this is a Dirga Ukara. Gurun Vandate. Vandate. And we saw last time, Vandate is to praise, to salute, right? One of those. So what are we saying here? The student salutes the teacher. Okay. Subject, verb, object. So this is the subject. What is the subject? Shishya is the subject. Kartari prayoga. So on the left are all the kartari prayoga. This is karmani prayoga. So in this kartari prayoga, you'll have masculine nominative singular. Okay, masculine accusative singular. Okay, and this is kartari lat. So how will you say this kartari lat? It is kartari. Lat lakara, prathama purusha, ekavachanam. Okay. What is the dhatu? The dhatu is vand is your dhatu. Okay. And you can say it is atmanepadam. Vandate. So this is actually kartari atmanepadam. Okay, kartari atmanipadam. Karmani prayoga, there's no yad. There's no yad. In the karmani prayoga, the shishya, who is the subject, right? That we also put here. This is subject, object, verb. Okay. Now the subject in the karmani prayoga, will become third case. Shishyena. Okay. And the guru was an accusative earlier, but now it is karmani prayoga. In karmani prayoga, the guru will become nominative, but it is not one guru. In this case, it is masculine accusative plural, gurun. Guruhu, guru, guravaha. Okay, gurum, guru, gurun, right? That gurun is basically the accusative plural. once it's accusative plural, in the Karmani Prayoga, it will become nominative plural. So it will become what? Guravaha. Okay, so this is what masculine, instrumental singular. This is masculine, nominative. Nominative, plural. What we are doing, we are translating this from active voice into passive voice. And now what happened is that in this case, the Samanadi Karaniyam was between the thing and this one. And since this was singular, this is also Ekvachanam. You see, Samanadi Karaniyam. And it's third person. Shishya is third person. So this is also third person. And Vandate is also Ekvachanam. Whereas now what is happening is that your subject of the statement, Guravaha, is plural. So that is why Vandyante, Vand, remember, see the Yakara, Ya, Vandya, Vandyante. Okay, so this is what Karmani, Lat, okay, Prathama Purusha. Prathama Purusha, Bahuvachanam. Bahuvachanam. Okay. And when you do this, you always have to observe the yak. See the yak? Vandyante. Okay. Let me break it up for you. Vandyante. Vandyante. Okay. Vandyante. So you see the yak? And you also will see the Atmanepadam. So in this case, it was Atmanepadam because you the Kartari. The Dhatu is a Atmanepadi Dhatu. But here it is Atmanepadam because of Karmani Atmanepadam. Because it is Karma, Karmani Atmanepadam. Okay. So a few things for you to understand. Karmani Atmanepadam. Okay. Aham Tvam Vande. You see, Aham Tvam Vande. So here the Samanadi Karaniyam is I salute you. Tvam. Aham Tvam Vande. Okay, let us see what is that. Okay. For this you need to know. Aham Tvam Vande. Okay. This is Kartari Prayoga. Aham Tvam Vande. Aham is I. Okay. You salute. Basically, it will be I salute you. But Aham is what? Let's say it could be, doesn't matter. Gender doesn't matter. It could be masculine, feminine, neuter, right? Aham, not neuter, masculine or feminine. It will always be Aham because Asmat Shabda, there's no gender. So aham, so I'm just going to put O as other, doesn't matter the gender, right? Let's put a dash. Okay, nominative, singular, aham. Tvam, okay, tvam. So tvam is the declension of the pada is like, 1 second. Okay, the pada is yushmat pada. The pratipadikam is yushmat. And yushmat is declined like that. Yushmad will be declined as Tvam. Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyav. In the Sarvanama Shabda, you have the Asmat Shabda and the Yushmat Shabda. So Yushmat Shabda is Dakaranta, Pumlinga, not Pumlinga, it's Trishulingeshu Samana Rupa. The Yushmat Shabda is also Samana Rupa. So I will also say gender. There's no gender for this, right? And the form for Yushmat Shabda, which is Tvam, is actually, forget about this, it is accusative singular. Okay, you see Aham we know, Aham Avam Vayam. The Tvam Shabda, the Yushmat Shabda is Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyam. Okay? Tvam, Yuvam, Yushman. Okay. Tvaya, Tvaya, Yuvabhyam. Okay. Yushma Bihi. You see that? That is how it is. The nominative, accusative and plural. Let us see also for Asmat Shabda. Asmat Shabda is Aham, Avam, Vayam. Let me type the at least the first three cases for you. Okay, Asmat Shabda is Aham, Avam, Vayam. Keeping it in the single line will be better. Okay, Aham, Avam, Vayam. Okay, and then it is what? Mam. Okay, I think there is a second format also, Mam, Ma. Even in Yushmad, also there are two forms, but I'm just giving you one form right now. Aham, Avam, Vayam. Okay, Mam, Avam, Asman. And Maya, Avabhyam, Asmabhi. And I'm not giving you the fourth case and the fifth case, right? I'm just giving you one, two, and three, first, second, third case. So aham is first case, nominative. Okay. Tvam is accusative singular of the Yushmat Shabda. This is Shabda is Asmat. That means me, we two, we all. Okay. Yushmat Shabda is Tvam, Yuvam, Yuvam. That is Yushmat is you. Okay. Yushmat. One day is Lat Lakara, Kartari Payoga. Okay, Prathama Purusha. No, not Prathama Purusha. It is Uttama Purusha. Why is it Uttama Purusha? Because it is Aham. So Aham Vande. Okay, Aham Vande. So we saw that, right? Te Ite Ate. Sorry, Te Ite Ante. Te Ite Ante. Se ithe dve. I vahe mahe. Okay. I vahe mahe. So, I vahe mahe. So, this is how you get aham tvam vande. I salute you. Now, by nature of this, when you want to do karmani prayoga, okay, the karta will become third case. So, what is the third case? Maya. Okay. So, what will become? Maya. Maya, I'm doing the karmani prayoga. Maya, and you, which was singular, you, which was singular, and you, which was also the karma, now becomes the subject of the statement. It becomes nominative. So you become what? Tvam. One day will become vandyate. Vandyase, okay, sorry. Vandyase. Why did we say Vandyase? We said Vandyase because it is Tvam Vandyase. Okay, that means what? You are saluted by me. So by me, right? Is the masculine. In this case, Maya is also not masculine. Don't worry about the gender. Okay, it could be a feminine, my by me. So Maya, that means feminine or masculine, doesn't matter. Instrumental singular. By me. Right? Tvam is you, where you are nominative now. Because you are saluted. You is the subject. Okay. So it is nominative singular. Tvam. Vandyase is Lat Lakara. Lat Lakara Karmani. Okay. And it is Madhyama Purusha. This I am going to spend a little bit of time on. Madhyama Purusha. Okay. Eka Vachanam. This is Madhyama Purusha. Eka Vachanam. So what is happening here? You can see the yak. Vandyase. And you can also see the Atmanipadam. Because it is Karmani Prayoga. Okay. Here also it is Atmanipada. Because the Dhatu is Atmanepadi. Okay, so now you can see the Samanadi Karanyam. Okay, what is the subject? This is the subject. I'm going to highlight the subject. The subject of the statement is I, and the action is salute. So I salute. Now, since I is first person, it is me, right? It's not third person, it's first person. That is why even this will be Vande. Will be Vande, Vandavahe, Vandamahe. Okay. So that Vande is Uttam Purusha Ekvachana. Because the Samanadi Karanyam is with the Karta, where Aham is the Karta. And then Maya Tvam Vandyase. Okay. This is Madhyama Purusha Ekvachana. Why? Because the Karta is Tvam, not Karta. Karta is me only. So it is Maya. Karta is instrumental. But the subject of the nominative, subject of the statement, right, is this one. And you, where you are saluted. Tvam Vandyase. Tvam Maya Vandyase. Maya Tvam Vandyase. So that you have to see if this is Yushmad, then Samadhi Karanyam will always use Madhya Purusha. Okay. So that the idea is this. Okay. If it is Asmat, Asmat is the nominative. Then you use Uttama Purusha. Okay. If the Yushmat is the nominative, then you use Madhyama Purusha. For all others, nominative, you use Prathama Purusha. Okay. Let's see a few more examples. Tvam Mam Namasi. So here, Namasi, Tvam Namasi, you bow. Mam is what? Mam is to me. Mam Namasi. Okay. So Tvam Mam Namasi. You bow to me. So Tvam is Yushmat Shabda. Because it is Yushmat Shabda, okay, Yushmat is the Pratipadikam. Is Namasi is Madhyama Purusha. Okay. And when you change it back to the Karmani Prayoga, okay, so Tvam. Tvam means you. So by you. By you will become what? Tvaya. Tvaya. Okay, the Karmani Prayoga. So this is what? Kartari Prayoga. The Karmani Prayoga will become what? Tvaya. By you. Okay. Tvaya Aham. Because now I am the nominative. I am the Karma. This is Karmana. Okay. Aham Namye. This is Karmani Prayoga. Okay. So what is it? You bow to me, right? I am bowed to by okay. And the examples, this Dvikarmaka, let's keep that aside for now. In Akarmaka, in the Akarmaka, Pushpam Vikasati, Pushpena Vikasyate, Tvam Vardhase, Tvaya Vardhyate. You'll see this one, right? In Bhave Prayoga, it'll always be third person singular, third person singular, third person singular. Tridyate, Ushyate. Okay? So those usages are there. Please take a look. Any questions? You'll have the recording. So take the time. Go back and listen to the recording. Let us answer any questions if there are. No questions? Any questions from
no questions from, here, Ashram?
Yeah.
None.
Good, good. Yeah, no questions means two things, right? As Swamiji says, one is you're following everything, or I'm not explaining correctly.
So far, so good.
You are never the problem.
Okay. So I think, you know, the way to understand this is probably practice more. Practice more and more, and then it will become clear. If you look into the next page, he's given you some examples in this Shabdamandari. Mo virajate. These are various statements taken up. Ramo virajate. Here in this case, virajate. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, this is TK. Just a quick thing though, right? I was able to follow everything. The only thing is, and the screens are changing so fast, and I'm trying to see what it is, but I'm not able to copy in the thing. So before I could digest, then it's not the material. It is just that when you're actually doing it yourself, I'm not able to follow some of the screens. That's all. It's fine. Okay, just a little slower on the screen before you switch. Thanks.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I will do that. Also, sometimes what happens is that I might be switching slowly, but because of Zoom, the variation, there might be a variation in which it might appear as if switching faster, okay? It might delay the switching. I will be cognizant of that fact and then try to switch slowly. Thank you for your feedback. Okay.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
For the example, in the number 8, from what they say, and Tvaya Vridhyate. So Vridhyate, is it Pratham Purusha?
So let me tell you that, okay? So here, this is Akarmaka. Akarmaka Dhatu, the example is what? Tvam, Tvaya, or rather Tvam, Tvam Vardhase. Tvam Vardhase. So because it is Yushmat Pratipadikam, what have we done? We have used Madhyama Purusha. Okay, Madhyama Purusha Ekavachanam. This is fine? This is fine, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is fine. So that there is Samanadhikaranyam between this and this. Okay, this is Bhave Prayoga. This is actually not, this is Kartari Prayoga. Okay,
yes.
Kartari Prayoga. And there, this is your karta. Okay, so this is your karta. So this is actually from, let's say, masculine or other. Okay, nominative and singular. Right? Singular. So that is what is your form. Now, when you do it into Bhave Prayoga. Okay, when you convert this into Bhave Prayoga. Okay, convert into Bhave Prayoga. What happens that? In there, the agent of the action becomes secondary. So it will get the third case. Okay. So Tvam will become what? Tvaya. Both in Karmani as well as Bhave Prayoga, the agent will always go to the third case. Okay. So Tvaya. So Tvaya will be what? Tvaya will be, doesn't matter the gender, third person, singular. Okay. Now this Dhatu will become Vridh. This, the actual dhatu is vruddha dhatu. Okay, actual dhatu is vruddha dhatu. Okay, this is where you will get vruddha dhatu. This is where you'll get vruddhi, for example. Okay, vruddha dhatu. The actual dhatu pata, it says what? Vruddhu, vruddhav. Okay, vruddhu, vruddhav. This is dhatu. So this will also get the yakara, and it will be prathama purusha ekvachanam. Okay, it will be prathama, that will be vridhyate. So tvaya vridhyate. Okay, so what will happen here? It will be bhave prayoga. Okay, and as I mentioned earlier, bhave prayoga will always be prathama purusha. Okay. Not only that, it will also be always the ekvachanam. Prathama purusha ekvachanam. So you always look at it as Pratama Purusha Ekvachanam. So you will see this Vikasyate Pratama Purusha Ekvachanam. Vrudhyate Pratama Purusha Ekvachanam. Ushyate Pratama Purusha Ekvachanam. Kridyate Pratama Purusha Ekvachanam. Balaha Kridanti Balaihi Kridyate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Aham asmin gruhe vasami, aham will become maya, gruhe, asmin gruhe will remain as it is, this is locative, vasami will become ushyate, so that change is a separate change, ushyate, vas dhatu will get samprasanam, vasoho samprasanam, become ushyate. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Is Namye, Namye, is that an Atmanepadi word? No, Namye is a Parasmaipadam word. Don't say Namye as Atmanepadi. The Atmanepadi or Parasmaipadi, see your question that is asked is that, question is asked is Namye, Namye a Atmane Padi verb. Is it? So the question is wrong. Okay. Always remember that the Atmane Padam is the Pratyaya. Okay. Atmane Padi is the Dhatu. Okay, and the Atmane Paditvam or Parasmay Paditvam of the Dhatu is only in Kartari Prayoga. Okay, the Atmane Padam suffix can be in Kartari, Bhave or Karmani. Okay, Namye is a Karmani Prayoga. And in Karmani Prayoga, you'll have the Ya. As well as in Bhave also you'll have the Ya. And in Karmani Prayoga, you'll also have this Atmanepadam suffix. So now the Atmanepadam suffix of Namye is because of Karmani Prayoga. You cannot say that the verb is Namye. It is Atmanepadi. You have to say, yeah, you can say, but you don't say word is Atmanepadi. The Atmanepadi is the Dhatu. That which will get Atmanepadam in Karmani Prayoga, Kartari Prayoga, is Atmanepadi Dhatu. Okay. So go back and listen to the one more of the class that I said earlier, right? Where where if it is Kartari Prayoga, it can take Parasmaipadam, it can take Atmanepadam, or it can take either Atmanepadam, Parasmaipadam. Okay. And depending on that, it will become Parasmaipadi, Atmanepadi, or Ubhayapadi Dhatu. Dhatu is verbal root. So the Atmane Padattvam, Parasmane Padattvam or Ubhaya Padattvam applies to the root in Kartari Prayoga only. Okay. I hope that answers your question. We will see. We will practice it further and see. Namo Namaha. See you in tomorrow's class, 2:30.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.